The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yo, whakarongo ki te tangi a te kori mako Korero flowing a te hoka force Kaupapa relevant, kaupapa out of bounds Kaupapa exigent, kaupapa paramount Nā ko nā whakapiri mai ki te Kaupapa tino whakahira hira Whakarongo pi kari kari mai Hare hare mai, o tā ringa hare hare mai We gotta
Gather up close everybody Gather up close everybody
Kani kani move that body Kani kani move that body
Ko te reo whakahei, ko te reo pōwhiri, tēnei o taringa e whakapāho atu nei kia koutou. E ngā iwi, e ngā mana, e ngā reo, e ngā tautāngata, e ngā huihuinga, e ngā tōpū manoa. Nau mai, hoki mai, anei ki te punua pāho o taringa e whakapāho atu nei, i te pīki taone o te aomutu. Me tētei atu taone tōna pīki nei, tokoroa, me tētei taone pakupaku nei a kirikiri roa. Ana ko mātou tokotoru tēnei, tēnei ata, ko mātou, ko Erica, ko Jared, ko MC Grammar in the whare.
Yeah.
Me te aroha ki a te puaheiri i tēnei rā, hoi anō, i wāna nei hoki anei tātou e hoa mā, kia ora huihui tātou katoa, coming at you i tēnei ata, under the auspices of Te Wānanga Aotearoa, with the support of Te Māngai Pāho and Irirangi Te Motu. There you go, boom!
There we go, kia ora, kia ora.
Kia ora, oh, e tai. You know, I just love the way you're able to change your voice and your and the way you deliver our mihi, then you go to this real deep tone, e te whānau. Ngai taringa, we must be in for a real awesome episode i tēnei rā. Nō reira, tēnā koe e tai, e whakatau nei, tēnā koe Erica, e pēwhia ana.
E ora pai ana ahau. Yeah, no, actually, pretty good, I don't know if, well, you guys know, but yeah, I've got some mahanga baking in the oven, so.
Ah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's going great.
And you've got that beautiful glow.
Oh, thank
you've
you.
Got that beautiful mummy glow, Erica.
You've got that natural glow. Kei te mara kuiki aia, Erica. The natural glow.
Oh, natural glow. Suzanne Paul. Was that it?
Suzanne Paul.
What an awesome pānui. Ngai taringa, there, Erica sharing with the rest of you that she's got some mahanga. Ka pai, we've got some new members of the whānau.
Mm-hmm.
And do we know a due date yet, Erica?
Oh, hei te raumati.
Oh, te raumati. That's when it's wetter.
Oh, no. There's a due date, but twins usually come a bit earlier, so.
Oh, kā rawe. Kia pai mai hoki.
Mina.
Nā reire e hoa mā, tēnā tātou. Tēnā tātou i ngā mihi whakataua praone. A takuranga tira, i a tātou, i a koutou Ngai Taringa, o tira ki a tātou katoa i tēnei rā. And of course, it is my pleasure to be back with you. It's been a little while. And of course, you know, we're going to be having a look at another one of our grammar sessions.
Yes, yes.
Now, e te iwi, you know, just to let you know that the kiwaha that I'm going to share with you today, I want to give a little bit of history. So, I just told our friends Praone and Erica that I'm just getting ready to go to a tangi. And the tangi is for our last uncle. So my grandfather was in Ormsby. And this kaumātua who passed away, he's the last of my grandfather's siblings. Nō reira, te kaumā ono rātou ngā tamariki. Ai.
Wow, nice.
Karekau he tiwi I e rā wā, e hoa mā.
Oh.
So he's the last of 16 children. And of course, whenever I used to listen to this kaumātua, Uncle Les, I used to hear my grandfather. Yeah, so just the way that his voice was very similar to my grandfather's, the way they used to express things was very similar to my grandfather's. And so whenever I had the opportunity to sit with him, my thoughts used to return to our old people because, you know, they had a similar way of talking. And anyway, this kiwaha that I want to share with you is something that my grandfather and grandmother used to use all the time. And the kiwaha is inākua. Ne?
Inākua.
Koe nei tā tātou kiwaha o te rā, ne? Ko inākua.
Inākua, I-N-A, space, K-O-S.
Oh, great. Thanks for the clarification.
Ai. So, ko te inākua, I can remember, you know, as you would, on the Sunday, my grandfather would be at the table and we'd be just finished having a repi-repi, ka pai, or a re-repi, that type of porridge. Oh, come on, brownie, how te repi-repi?
Well, kia ai, he repi-repi, he re-repi rānei, and we used to call it the Māori porridge. It's pretty much flour and water.
Aye, it's an edible glue. It's an edible paste.
Do you sweeten it with anything?
Oh, yes. You've got to have it with cream and brown sugar.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Anyway, we'll be sitting there and e kai ana mātou, and then he would get out his newspaper. And my grandmother, she was terrible for looking over people's shoulder.
Yeah.
And so she would be behind him looking over his shoulder, and I would hear her say, ah, inākua. Yeah, and inākua in that context meant, can I have a look or let me see? Yeah.
Ah, pai.
So that's how she would use it. Inākua.
Inākua.
Can I have a look or let me see? Now, I remember them having a fight as well because there's also a rude way of expressing things. And when she was being rude or impatient, instead of saying inākua, she would actually say ikua.
Wow.
Yeah. She would say ikua. And I thought to myself, what the heck is she talking about? And my grandfather would turn around and say to her, geez, you're bloody rude. You know, so she would be looking over his shoulder going, ikua. And, you know, that was a rude way of using that kiwaha, you know, a very demanding, assertive way.
Okay.
But the full kiwaha is actually inākua. And I think it's good for some of our taringa listeners out there to know that actually you can have kiwaha and shortened forms of kiwaha as well. But inākua is the only one that I'm aware of that I heard used in our whare.
So would ikua be like the same meaning, but you're, instead of saying, can I see your...
That's exactly right. Ai, okay. Tino tika tēnā. And you can see the change in the... Yeah, ikua, that's exactly right.
Jeez, man, kai a koe etahi kiwaha, like ngā kiwaha paku paku nei, like your ero and he rawe. And I, you know, karano kia rongo I tēnei whakamahinga o te inākua.
Ai.
Yeah.
So, no koe tupuake ana, koe rā te kiwaha I rongo ai au me te horopaki.
Mm.
So that's the context in which I heard it. Now, when I went to university, I had the pleasure of studying under Waldo Hou.
Oh, I know that name.
Ai, ko Warutau.
Mm.
And he actually used to use inākua a lot within his kōrero. And in that context, he would use it to mean, for instance, or in particular.
Oh, yeah.
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 So there was a different context to the inākua that I understood when I was growing up.
Yeah, and you know, tērā whakamahinga te mea I Waretau, a Waldo. Oh, he was a crack up. You'd have to use that within a sentence, say, engari ko tāuna I rongo ai koe I tō kaumātua I tō koraua. It was a stand, tō kuia, tō tupuna. It was a standalone kiwaha.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So the inākua, like, give me a look, let me see. Now, that was a standalone kiwaha.
Mm.
However, the kiwaha inākua, which means for instance or in particular, you know, that sort of context, it would have to be used in a longer sentence, you know, as part of something.
Pai.
I could remember Waldo saying, inākua, kia tirohi e tātou e nei whārangi, mai te whārangi, so-and-so, te whārangi so-and-so.
Mm.
Yeah, and so and now we could see the context in which inākua was used there.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, like, would you have, when he would be using this, would you have been confused and had to go and get his explanation? Or you just kind of picked it up in the way that he used it?
Yeah, well, it took me half a day to really understand what he was saying because I was already... had my mind set in how we used it at home.
Yeah.
So it's really good, you know. You know, kia kōrero tiake tēnei mea te kano rautanga in terms of the diversity and how kiwaha are used.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hi, so inākua ngai taringa, there's two ways you can use it. Can I have a look? Let me see if it's a standalone kiwaha or if we're wanting to use it in context within a wider sentence, it can mean in particular, for instance, you know, and other translations there.
Mm.
Cool.
Hoke he karema. No reira, kia hoki whakamuri tātou ki a tātou kōrero I mua atura. I just want to have a little bit of a huritau. Okay, so the last time we got together and had a bit of a kōrero, we looked at derived nouns.
Tangas.
Reira, koe rā tā tātou kaupapi i muātura. I tirohia hoki e tātou te hononga, I wāinganui I ngā derived nouns me ngā passive suffixes. So if you remember Ngai Taringa, we had a look at, Erica's starting to stress out because she knows she knows that we're going to pick on her because he poor Heidi isn't here.
Yes, and Jared said that this level today is going to be quite high.
Yeah, we're going to get into some complex stuff.
Woo!
We had a look at derived nouns, kapai, and the relationship to the passive endings. So as an example, we had a look at moe, and then we know that the passive form of moe can be moea. And then, of course, when we take the derived noun, you know, we have the word moenga. And so there was a relationship there, kapai.
Yeah.
There are other examples like kimi, kimihia, and kimihanga.
Kimihanga.
Yeah. So we know that there's a relationship between the derived noun endings, kapai, and the passive endings. And 9 times out of 10, there's a, you know, he hononga, I wāinganui e rā mea e rua.
Yes.
And I think a really good one, especially for Erica, was the word inu. Mm. We had inu, then we had inumia, and then, of course, the derived noun would be inumanga.
Inumanga.
You know, so just he paku huritau, just, you know, just to cast our minds back to what we discussed before. And then we went up another level.
Yeah, oh man.
Yeah, where we had a look at tūmahi poro. Yeah, tūmahi poro, which are intransitive verbs. And sometimes when we're talking about intransitive verbs within the derived noun context, sometimes they change from the a to the o. Okay, so this is just a little bit of revision. Yeah, I know. Exhales. Ne, haki waho. Puha. However you want to phrase that. So we had things like tō rātou haerenga, tō rātou hokinga, and of course an example that I heard used by our old people, tō mātou huingātu ki te kīngi.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so for a lot of taringa listeners, they would know that haere, hoki, and hui are actually verbs. But it seems that when we change to the words haerenga, hokinga, huinga, and other examples, they also change from the a to the o. And there are a lot of examples out there in our old texts, which e tautoko ani tēnei kōrero. Ka pai? Is that a hard and fast rule? I've never seen a hard and fast rule, but when you look at the patterns, koe nei te āhua ne, ka huri I te nuinga o te wā, mai te a ki te o.
Okay.
And then we got to something that I got a little bit of a growling from Paraone. Yeah, we sort of like in the one episode, we went one step a little bit too far. And it was when we started talking about hangu. So as an example, sometimes we're using the derived noun like the word whakawhitinga.
Yeah.
Ne? Whakawhitinga. Now we know that whakawhitinga can mean the crossing. Yeah?
Yep.
And I think Paraone preferred another word as opposed to whakawhitinga. Hoelo.
Whakawhitianga.
Whakawhitianga. Just like whakahou, whakahouanga. Yeah? But sometimes what our old people did, they used the derived noun, like whakawhitinga, but they would use it in a passive context. Yeah? So one of the examples I takoto I au, I te rātua, was I te whakawhitinga o te manga tāwhiri e te Pākehā. Yeah?
What's wrong with that?
Well, now that's a really good question. Because it sounds good, eh?
Yeah, it sounds legit.
It sounds legit. But actually, for a lot of our listeners out there, if we're learning passives, we go e te Pākehā. Oh, we know that that's part of a passive context by the Pākehā. But when we have a look at the word whakawhitinga or whakawhitianga, it hasn't actually taken a passive ending. It's taken a derived noun ending.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of our people will be going, a lot of our listeners out there will be thinking,
wait a minute, where's the passive?
Yeah, hold up. That's right. MC Grammar's made a mistake. But actually, there is an allowance there where we use the derived noun, but overall, we actually put it in a passive sentence. Ne?
Yeah, I see now.
So another example, which is probably a little bit clearer, that we used last time was I te pāhuatanga. Yeah, so we know pāhuatanga, and we know tanga is a derived noun ending. I te pāhuatanga o rangi awhia e ngā hōia. Yeah? So when rangi awhia was plundered by the soldiers. So we know pāhuatanga has been used as actually a derived noun, but it's actually been used in a passive sentence, and that's something that can be really confusing for a lot of our listeners out there.
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm. So a lot of people would prefer I te pāhuatia o rangi awhia e ngā hōia.
Okay.
Yeah?
So you can do that.
You can do that. But you can also say I te pāhuatanga o rangi awhia e ngā hōia. And then we've got a mixture there, and that's where things can get a little confusing.
Grammar time.
E whakaaro oe tai?
Ka oengari ai, ka rongo te tangata e ako ana i ngā rere hāngu. Me te reo, ka rangona tēnei takotoranga, whakatakotoranga o te kupu, ka hane pīpea.
Ai.
Ka timata te pātai, wait on, that's not the, you know, ngā he derived noun kē tēnei. Ei, te patunga o te kuri e te tangata.
Koina, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, hea tāhua.
So how are you feeling, Erica? You know, because I know that you're still coming along in our te reo Māori journey. How are you coping with that?
To be honest, if I was listening to someone and they used that, I wouldn't even pick up on it. I'll just hear the e and I'm like, oh, yep, that's the person who done it.
Yeah, ka pai.
Wouldn't even probably pick up on whether it was a anga, ngā, ria, tia ending, to be honest.
Well, actually, he pai tēnā ki au, nā te mea ko o taringa Māori e mahi nei. Yeah, so you're accepting the language for what it is and you understood it in the overall context. Yeah, so if you started to get confused going, oh, why has this person used the tanga, and you don't understand the overall sentence, now that wouldn't be the best situation to be in.
Yeah, I think maybe I'm getting too ahead of myself and just assuming what they're saying.
So, you know, I thought within our revision, I roti tātātou huritau, it was just good to spend a little bit more time on that to explain it for our taringa listeners that, you know, sometimes we need to learn to accept this type of structure.
Mm.
Especially mō ngā mea, you know, āhua kaha nei te reo, te rāpe he tau hou, tēnei mō whakatakotoranga ki a rātou. Engari kāre he mate o tēnei whakatakotoranga. Ah, he nui te whakamahinga o tēnei rerenga e o tātou tūpuna.
Ai, ai.
Oh, yes, I got the nod of approval from the man himself.
You lined yourself up for that one.
Now that I'm aware of it, I think I might notice it.
Ka pai tēnā. He rawe tēnā whakaro, Erica. And you know, yeah, sometimes we just have to sit there and let us absorb the reo.
Mm.
Yeah?
Mm.
Okay. Nā reira, i rungi tēnā whakaro, kia tahuri tātou ki tā tātou kaupapa hou i tēnei rā. And
that
was just our revision. That was just our huritau. And it's...
Tika, i te mea kā e paku kōrero tia nei i te rātu. Engari, kāri
āta kōrero tia e tahi. Nō reira, whakaro aki au, you know, i tēnei wāhanga me whakawhānui pia ngā kōrero. Kia pai ai tā tātou koke whakamua. So let's move on to our actual kaupapa for this session e te whānau. And we are going to go back and have a look at our pūtohu or our mana particles. And we're going to be trying to bring them into what we discussed last time. So i tēnei wā ngai taringa, ko kōrero tātou mō ngā rerenga hāngu. But in particular, we're going to be talking about, wait for it, Modifying mana particles,
okay.
Yep, ka pai. And Erica's face just dropped off. So we're going to be talking about modifying mana particles. Okay, you're probably thinking to yourselves, how hoki te modifying mana particle?
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm thinking.
So within our mana particles, we have the words ko, noa, tonu, rawa, and ke. Okay? And Actually, when we use ko, noa, tonu, rawa, and ke in a passive sentence, they actually take a passive ending as well. Okay? So as an example...
Yep,
kapai, so you're with us. Kētia, aye. So kētia, and I'm pretty sure that we've already had a look at this within our taringa sessions, kapai. So as an example, Erica, if I was to say, e keria ana te rua e ngā tāne, how te whakapākehā tanga o tēnā?
Oh, the hole has been dug by the men.
Kapai, the hole is being dug by the men. Now, if I was to say to you, e keria tonu tiana te rua e ngā tāne, how has that changed? How have we modified our sentence?
The hole is still being dug?
Yeah, kapai. Kapai tēnā. And so, of course...
Kapai, Erica.
Tino pai, Erica. Yeah? So let's have a look at another example. I rui ruia te whenua ki ngā purapura. E tai, hea ki a koe te whakapākea tango tēnei reringa. I rui ruia te whenua ki ngā purapura.
The ground or the land was sprinkled with seeds.
Tapai.
Oh.
Now, let's chuck a kētia in there. Yeah? I rui ruia kētia te whenua ki ngā purapura. E tai?
The ground or land has already been sprinkled with seeds.
Kapai.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So within these modifying manner particles, kapai, we use them in our passive sentences, and 9 times out of 10, they take the tia ending. Yeah? So we can have kētia, tonutia, noatia, rawatia. Yeah? And that's how we would use them in our passive sentences. Now, I know that this is probably an episode we've already studied, but I just want to move on a little bit from there. So we have kau, noa, tonu, rawa, and ke. Yeah?
Yeah.
And I think it was actually Auntie Pans that come up with kāna taraka. Yeah, or a contract. Oh. Kāna taraka. So, kāna taraka, and he pū mahara tērā, mau mahara ai te tangata ko ewhia ngā... Ngā modifying manner particles, e tika ana, I roto I ngā rere ngā hangu. So that's one, yeah? Let's have a look at other words that actually don't take a passive ending, but we can use them in our passive sentences.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah? So there are other modifying manner particles like pea, yeah? Or like anō. Now let's have a kōrero about anō. So we know that there's a lot of people out there, and perhaps this is an iwi preference, that we use the word anōtia. Yeah? Ka keria anōtia te rua e ngā tāne. Now, there are some iwi that use anōtia, but I grew up, I never heard our old people use anōtia. He whakaaro ou e tai? Ki te anōtia?
Kareo e whakai.
Well, and there we have it, ngai taringa. It was just kareo e whakai, kare hoki au e whakai. And it's something that people hear the word kautia, tonutia, rawatia, and they think, oh, well, perhaps anō is also within that whānau. But
yeah.
I know that I'm quite clear about that anō does not take the passive ending.
Tahi ana he pē te wā, e moha nau meheme ko te rānotia.
Ai.
Engari he rere kē tērā.
Ai, he rere kē anō tērā.
Te rānotia.
Ko te anō, me tōna kotahi, kia au nei karau e whakai ana ke whai kūmuri hāngu. Yeah?
Mm.
Ka pai. Now, let's move on to probably our last kaupapa for this session. And it's something that a lot of people...
Oh, hold up.
Okay.
Is hoki one of those that don't take a passive? Could that be one? Or no?
Hoki does not take a passive as well.
No. Kaua.
kore.
Yep. So, you know, some examples that don't take a passive ending, ko hoki tetehi, ko pea, ko ano, ko koa. Yeah, so they don't take a passive ending, but can still be used in passive sentences.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Engari, ko te kaupapa tuatoru, koe nei pe te kaupapa kāre nei e kaharango nāna I te nuinga o te hunga kōrero Māori. And I've sort of like named them, I'm not too sure if it's the right name, but I've called them modifying verb or noun phrases, okay? So it's actually where you use words like whānui, katoa, pēnei, pēnā, pērā, kino, haere. So there's a whole lot of words that actually, they're not particles, they're words or verbs or nouns within their own right, but they also take a passive ending. Now, you know, within the knowledge that ko te koro neihana o ki ingi tūheitia I tēnei wiki, I remember my grandmother talking about the lands, ka pai, and tētehi kōrero e kaha maharanau, ko tana kōrero e whēnei ana, I mahi a kinotia o mātou whenua. Yeah, I mahi a kinotia.
I mahi a kinotia.
Ai. I mahi a kinotia o mātou whenua.
Ah.
So when you're listening to that, Erica, ne, he hara o whakaaro, he hara te whakapākehātanga ki a koe, I mahi a kinotia o mātou whenua.
Our land was used for bad things.
Ai, okay, ka pai. E tai he ha ki a koe, I mahi a kinotia o mātou whenua.
Our land was used badly.
Aye. So in the context of what she was talking about how the land was actually confiscated illegally.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
So, but you know, e tika ana tēnā, but within the context, she was actually talking about how our land was illegally confiscated. So I mahi a kinotia o mātou whenua. So a lot of people would be thinking, oh, so why does kino take a passive ending?
Yeah, especially after what you just said.
That's right. So there are standalone nouns or verbs that do take that passive ending. So if I was to say to you, Erica, mahi a whēnei tia. Yeah, if I was to say to you, mahi a whēnei tia. So I'll put it in context. Ne?
Okay.
I'm demonstrating something to you and you're not really paying any attention to me and you're going off on your own way. I'll say to you, hey, kau, mahi a pēnei tia. What do you think I've just said?
Do it like this.
Ka pai. That's exactly right, e tika ana tēnā. Yeah, do it like this. So mahi a pēnei tia. Another example would be, if we were to go back to our keriana I te rua.
Yeah.
If I was to say to you, I keria haere tia te rua e ngā tāne. I keria haere tia te rua e ngā tāne.
The hole is being dug by the men.
It's a hard one, eh? This is a hard one.
It's happening. It's gradually happening.
And it's trying to fit in the haere tia within the context, eh? I keria haere tia te rua e ngā tāne. He ara ki a koe e tai?
Keria haere tia, the hole was dug not continually, but
So, you know, I would use the sort of like dug around or dug about,
yeah,
you know, and you can sort of like picture someone digging a hole, but they're moving as they're doing it, as opposed to being stationary in one place.
Right.
So when you start within our passive sentences, you know, going into what I say, you know, taumata tuarua, taumata tuatoru, where we start using different levels of language, then things can actually become quite tricky.
And this is how you would, like, paint really amazing pictures with reo, by adding in all these little words, say, making it super descriptive with just these little words.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I can't paint to save myself. But, you know, when we start having a look at language, I actually like, you know, tēnā whakaaro. If we're thinking about languages and art, well, this is how we, you know, all the inflections and all these little rules of grammar is how we paint that beautiful masterpiece within our reo.
Exactly, āna.
So there's, you know, we ngai taringa, mehe mea he tauhou e nei kōrero ki a koutou, ka pai. So just to our taringa listeners out there, you know, if we're just starting with being able to use an air in our passive sentences, e pai ana tēnā, engari he ture, he rawa ki hanga, he whakaraka I hanga anō I roto I ngā rerenga hāngu. So there are other ways that we can fancy our sentences up. And by using our modifying noun phrases, our modifying verb phrases, our modifying manner particles, that's how we start getting more complex within our use of passive sentences.
Mm-hmm.
Nā reira, koi nei tā tātou kaupapa I tēnei rā e te whānau. Yeah, having a look at our passive sentences, which I know we've had a look at within our previous sessions of Taringa, but it's just taking it that one step further. Hei, whakarongo mai mā koutou I tēnei rā.
Very cool.
Pewhia nā o roro, Erica.
Oh, I'm just kind of feeling inspired. I went to this, everyone knows I am no grammar person, so this is not my sort of art form, but I went to this Māori party conference recently, and one of the speakers, when they were talking about reo, said something like, oh, what is a language but a poetry of a masterpiece? And I was like, oh my God, he's so right.
And that resonated with you, Ne?
Yeah. And I was like, yep, it's an art, just not an art that I'm good at, but it's an art.
Grammar time. No reira, ngai taringa, mehemea he rite o koutou whakaaro ki o Erica. So, you know, if you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed, you know, just like any masterpiece, if you want to create a masterpiece, you actually have to put your brush to the canvas.
Kia ora. Yeah?
Which means you also have to give it a go. Yeah, if we want to create that language masterpiece, sometimes, you know, when I was writing, and this is how old I am, we used to have twink. Yeah, we used to have a go at writing out here, and we used to twink things out. And it's just like experiencing coming on this language journey. Sometimes we need to make those mistakes, but always be mindful of, hey, there is another way of saying things. I can make this a little bit more complex. I can make this sentence a little bit more beautiful by using some of these manner particles.
Yeah.
Reira, koe nei tā tātou kaupapa e hoa mā, ko te tūmanako I whai hua a tātou kōrero I tēnei wā. Me te tūmanako, ko ngā mea I pai ki a koutou, koe nei e te hi āhuatanga, hei whakamahi mai mā koutou, e ngai taringa. Reira, kia ora tātou.
Okay.
Tēnā rau atu koe e tai, e mihi ake ana, and I know that Erica's, I'm going to be hearing, you know, I patua haere tia, I mahi a haere tia, ka rango nau I te mahinga mai o te mea rā e ia.
Oh my gosh. Engare,
e tika tā, you know, ia tato e kōrana mo te. Yeah, but it is, you know, and it's the, we're talking about the canvas of the brush. In other words, it's looking at it as adding flavour, you know.
Condiments.
So while you've got, yes, some little sprinklings just to give your reo a bit more flavour. And really, even though the grammar definition may be complex, whatever, it's only a grammar definition.
Aye.
A definition by way of grammar. Kaua koutou e maharahara I te kupu, e rangirua rānei I te kupu, e hopi rānei I te kupu complex. Ki te rongo I te complex, you think, oh my God, what do you think waretau's word would be for complex? Komopreke, probably.
Yeah, probably something like that.
So it's a grammar term, e te whānau. That's what I wanted to say. Don't think because it says complex, e tahi o koutou kāre anō kia tai ki tētahi taumata e tāia nei e koutou tēnei reo e kōrero tia nei te whai, te kōrero me te ako.
Ai, tautoko.
Koe nā tāku kia tātou. Hoi anō, e mihi ake ana MC Grammar.
Tēnā koe, tēnā
kōrua. He's a grammar freak.
Grammar
he
freak.
Knows his E's and K's, and the R and O's are down. The passes, they won't make you frown. And he's funky in Tokoroa town. He's a grammar freak, grammar freak, grammar freak.
Now, Ehoama, if you could see what Parani is wearing on his T-shirt, he's got the word dope on there. And that was a pretty dope impromptu rap, eh, Tai?
It was impromptu, yes.
Impromptu, yes.
But e te whānau, that is not te waiata o te wiki.
Oh, unfortunately.
Actually, you know, I think we should do a music video using that rangi. We'll put it into APRA. Yeah, anyway, watch the space, e te whānau. Morere te iwi, anei te waiata o te wiki, i runga anuhu ki ngā whakanuitanga i te 50 o ngā tau o te matatini, anei te waiata e ko ana, nā te kapahaka o te huinga waka, tēnei o ngā kapahaka timatangiara, muri wai i hākara rāwa ko tanohoa a Venus, me rātou te hunga i neke ki Ahitradia. This was our first kapahaka to ever come from Ahitradia, te whenua moemoea back in the 80s.
Wow.
And this waiata e ko ana was one of the favourites. It was a choral piece that they performed at Te Matatini 1994, and then it was formerly known as the Aotearoa Māori Performing Arts Festival. Nō reira, e te whānau, whakarongo mai, e ko ana, kei te harikoa māua, kia harikoa tātou, whakarongo mai.
E ko ana,
e ko ana,
harikoa,
these waiata, you managed to bring up a little piece of historical fact that I just learned.
Yes.
I did not know that the first Ahitradia group started back then. I thought that was only a new thing.
Yeah, and you know when, actually it'd be a really good taringa to do, but I remember when Te Huinga Waka came on the scene and it was such a big talk of the time. E haere mai ana tētahi kapahaka I Ahitradia, and everybody had these funny perceptions of what they were going to do in their performance. Like, were they even going to do kapahaka?
Yeah.
E hoki ana oku whakaaro.
Wow. Ki te rā wā. actually, kapa has come a long way in that respect. You know, there's kapa over in Dubai all the time and mm-hmm. Hawaii.
Yeah, I've been to Hawaii to judge at a kapa festival over there, and it was amazing, the talent. You know, whakaako, te kapaka I toa, the year I went, and they haven't had that festival in a while, but the year that I was very honoured and privileged to judge at, a group that was probably 99% kanaka.
Really?
So native Hawaiian one. There was one or two Māori in their group. One of them was the tutor, the poako.
Did they stick tūturu to Māori styles or to kanaka Māori styles?
No. That was kapahaka, so me kapahaka.
Cool.
You know, if a Māori does a hula, you do the hula.
Yeah.
You know, when I caught up with their pauako hone, and hone was whakamā initially that they won, that they beat these groups. You know, we had a group come from Ngāti Rānana came, and they were amazing, from London. And then we had a couple of teams from Hawaii that were, you know, mainly Māori that lived in Hawaii.
Yeah.
In Oahu. And then this team from Kauai won. But anyway, later, he said it was a tutor's dream. You know, he said, practice start at 9, they're there at 8:30, ready to go. And
really?
The hula is, or from what I've learnt in my little kōrero with friends that are kumu, so tutors of hula, of halo, you know, they're very, very, I wouldn't say, it's just a way of being. So they just transferred, those are the things they transferred into kapa'aka.
Yeah.
So no, he was saying there was no chatter on the floor. There was, you know, be there this time, they're there half an hour early. No moaning, no, you know.
No need a break for this and that.
You know, you tell people 10-minute break and they're gone for half an hour. Kwene te ahunga o te kapa'aka. See, look, just where that song took us on a little wānanga, a little journey.
I'll say.
Engari, e te iwi, tēnā kia whakarongo tonu, go back and have a listen to the episode and do your own rangahau. I runga I ngā kōrero I putara I te rā nei.
Yeah, I've got things to look into from that kōrero with Jared. Wow.
Well, you'll be more attuned to. It's another thing you're going to be attuned to now, and you're going to notice in your listening, ka rongo ana koe etahi e kōrero Māori ana. You go, oh, there's just things that you're going to pick up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, now that I'm aware of it.
Hoi anō e te whānau, e mihi ake ana ki a koutou, tēnā rā watu koutou mō koutou e tautoko mai nei I te punua pāho o Taringa. Ngā mihi atu ki a koutou katoa, ana atu ia māua, atu ia mātou o Taringa, o tira I te wānanga o te roa. E mihi ake ana ki a koutou, huri huri noa, tēnā koutou, hei kona mai rā.
Hei kona!
Tahuri mai ki yo, whakarongo ki te tangi a te korimako. Kōrero flowing at the hook of force. Kaupapa relevant, kaupapa out of bounds. Kaupapa exigent, kaupapa paramount. Nā ko nā whakapiri mai ki te kaupapa tino whakahira hira. Whakarongo pi kari kari mai, hare hare mai. O tā ringa hare hare mai, we gotta gather up close everybody. Gather up close everybody. Kani kani move that body. Kani kani move that body.
Taringa, he mea tuku nā te wānanga o Aotearoa, ā, nā te māngai pāho me irirangi te motu I tautoko. To listen to more episodes, search for us on your podcast app and subscribe, or follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Taringa, whakarongo mai.